Hey everybody, we're back with another. It's the first in the 2017 first run Bald Movies.
That's right, I guess it is. We were supposed to do one last week, but
we're supposed to do a couple. I feel like we fucked up. We should have done Hidden Figures.
We were gonna do that, but it was like the day before, and we had totally forgotten about it. It wasn't playing at the fucking theater
right. That's
near me. So
last week we were supposed to do The Founder, which I was actually
also
looking forward to,
playing.
And also my house closing fucked all that up.
Right.
But we got to see Gold. What did with the Matthew McConaughey?
Gold, yeah.
Latest run of good-looking Hollywood men destroying their physique and visage.
I feel like this is all Christian Bale's fault.
Well, let's talk about it.
I feel like it's all Christian Bale.
What did you think of this movie, Jim?
It was kind of nothing. It was all right.
So you're gonna play good cop. I'm going to play bad
cop. You didn't like it at all?
I want my Thursday night back. This was a complete waste of my time, and I'm gratified that there was only three people in the theater, you, me, and Alexis, because
right.
No one else should see this movie. This movie is like the Wolf
maybe
of
no
Wall
one
Street.
Else did.
Maybe we're the only three in all of North America.
Maybe.
This is like the Wolf of Wall Street, American Hustle, and The Big Short.
Mm-hmm.
Got drunk, had a three-way, and a very ugly, boring-ass baby that no one knows who the father is. No one knows who the mother is, strangely. If you want to see a good-looking Hollywood guy let himself go to shit, go see American Hustle. If you want to see a bunch of like fast and loose corruption, fun times, get rich thing, go see Wolf of Wall Street. If you wanted some kind of moral lesson about greed and how big bankers and Wall Street let it run away with themselves time and time again, go see fucking The Big Short. There is no reason this movie got made.
Well, all three of those are the reason this movie got made.
But,
because Matthew McConaughey wanted to attach himself to something big like that. And this was, it seemed like a promising story to me. You know, like from the previews, it's like the up and downs of striking it rich, the kind of adversity he's going to face.
I was
being
in
a
on
man
it too.
Who doesn't
yeah,
know how
sure.
to control and wield the power he now has.
I was into it too. And the other thing that disappointed me is not only did there was nothing new or original at all about this, except for it was fun to see Bryce Dallas Howard with a little meat on her bones, rocking some truly atrocious 80s fashion.
Okay.
That was the only
thing.
She wasn't
the only one with meat on her bones. Holy shit.
But I'm saying was the lone bright point for me. The only thing I was disappointed
I disagree, but
that the only thing I was disappointed in is that I thought for sure they would touch on what sure has to be the Indonesian side of this shit show.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you have, you know, a despots that are mortgaging and selling off a country's future in the form of mineral rights to first world countries and bankers who are getting unimaginably rich off them.
Mm-hmm.
And how, like, there's got to be some story to that as well. But instead, we're just like, I don't know. And even the structure of the movie, like,
yeah.
I'm before we get to this is kind of the last I'm going to say in a non spoiler, but very early on, they make a reveal about the way this movie's trajectory is going, which I kind of suspected anyway, but to have it confirmed in the first act that the way this was going to go down, I thought was incredibly wrongheaded.
Okay, when we get to spoilers,
took what
to tell
little,
me exactly
what
you
took
mean.
What little tension or interest that I had in this movie. Mm-hmm. I was just really, really bored.
Yeah, it was pretty boring. I think it's a shame that the movie is not good and has all of these other problems, because I do think Matthew McConaughey delivers a pretty outstanding performance. I just don't think this was the movie that he needed to do it in. This is no Dallas Buyers Club. It's not even close.
That's the thing. Like, I don't understand why he did. What has he got to prove? He can transform himself Christian Bale-like. I've already seen him do it in a much better, more important film.
Yeah.
Why did he feel like I got to get Austin Powers teeth and a pot belly and receding hairline and fucking tell a amalgamation of a real life gold speculator kind of thing? I don't get it. I don't.
I think he thought it was going to be like a Wolf of Wall Street, American Hustle thing, like you said. I think he thought it was going to be something like more. But I don't know how you look at the script and say, this is exciting. Or,
yeah, like,
this is interesting.
Seriously, everything about this movie that's good has been done better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's technically, like I said,
that's I say it's all right. It's
and maybe that's why I'm so angry, is that, like, All I have time for is really good and really bad things. And just mediocre bullshit that doesn't advance the art one and doesn't even take risks. Like it's not even like, well, I see what they're trying to do, it just didn't work out. This was a predictable outcome. Like you look at the script in script form and like this is an amalgamation of these other better films mm-hmm. that won Academy Awards. And why are you doing it? Why are you dipping back into this particular well? Yeah. I don't get it. I love Matthew McConaughey. You're right. It was a great performance. I don't even know. Was it a great performance?
I think so. I just think the movie was so lackluster, it's hard to tell.
It was essentially Christian Bale and American Hustle with bad teeth. And how can you tell that's
good
or bad?
But those are also great performances. Like
that was a great performance, and it was interesting because I hadn't seen it done before. But I don't know. I hate this movie. I loathe this movie.
I don't hate this movie. I think if you're super bored on a Saturday night and it's on Netflix, throw it on and
if you haven't seen the other
get on
movies.
Your laptop.
If you
and
haven't
do other
seen
stuff.
Those other three movies, if you haven't,
no,
I'm saying if you have, yeah,
if you've already seen them,
yes,
because if you
I guess.
Haven't seen them,
yes,
go watch
it.
Those.
That's what
fucking
I meant.
Things.
That's what I meant. That's what okay. I meant to say. I'm just so angry I can't think straight. This is like you know the last time I got like this is like. Monument Men, another one that's like, and that wasn't like terrible. It was a great story about a fascinating piece of World War II, but it could have been done in an hour special on the History Channel with commercials, time to sell you gold doubloons or whatever the fuck, you know, and robot insurance or whatever they're selling old people on that show. But this was just a waste of everyone's time and talents.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Should we talk about trailers, and then we can get to what's sure to be a very short spoiler section?
Yeah.
The Shack.
The Shack. What's the
Sam
Shack?
Worthington and a couple other people. It's a guy who loses his daughter, and he goes on a spiritual voyage.
Oh, right. That's
somehow,
called The Shack?
Yeah, somehow The Life of Pi is attached to this.
The Life of Pi?
Although that was Ang Lee, and he's not directing this film. I don't know. It seems like a very dour version of what was that Robin Williams film we just saw about the oil painting heaven?
What Dreams May Come, yeah.
It's like the Japanese horror version of What Dreams May Come.
Yeah, it kind of did give me that vibe too.
Okay. Lost City of Z.
Potential to be super offensive.
Yeah.
But maybe also the potential to be good. I don't know. It's hard to judge that one.
It seems like it's a South American Europeans coming and maybe conquering, I don't know, 1600 version of gold. you know, something that I turned I've turned around on, not completely, but now I'm actually interested in seeing it, The Great Wall.
You're interested in seeing that pile of shit?
So
it's gonna be a spectacle,
none of the
but...
visual, that's what I'm saying. None of the visuals were enough that were like, okay... And I kind of want to see this movie,
it's going to be a train wreck, but it's going to be a beautiful train wreck.
I think you're right, but I don't know. This is the first time I thought it looked really pretty to look at.
Okay.
So I'm kind of interested in the same way I was interested to see 47 Ronin. That's probably you know, and that had a lot of problems as well, but it's a good looking movie. Let's get to Free Fire. This is actually an upcoming bald movie.
Yeah, this is one I think I want to see less now, having seen this trailer. I'm still super curious how they keep this thing going.
How can this be longer than 30 minutes?
I don't know.
How in the fuck can this movie about a bunch... It's like a Guy Ritchie film that takes place entirely in a warehouse with two sides that hate each other and lots of guns. How can this possibly be...
How many jokes about, no, you go out. No, okay, I'll stay here. You go out. You get the suitcase
I
stay here. How many jokes can they do on that?
Yeah, in my mind, this is the scene where Bullet Tooth Tony shoots Boris the Blade in Snatch.
I haven't seen it, yeah.
That's 2 hours long. How the hell do you make that movie?
I don't know.
Where you keep shooting Boris, Boris, stop taking a piss, Boris, pow, pow, fuck you. Like, that. How can you do it? I don't know, but I'm curious to see.
We'll find out.
Life. Life is the Jake Gyllenhaal and...
Oh, the sci-fi, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds.
I thought we considered this and then axed it.
We did, and I kind of think we might have fucked up because
this always looked kind of interesting. I think it's in a really crowded month.
Yeah,
a problem.
That's true. But it's more of a horror film than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah,
and that's and you know, body horror is like the type of horror that gets to me the most.
I'm curious.
It seems like it's got a good dose of that.
Yeah, I don't know what the actual alien life is doing. Like, is it taking people over? Is it turning into people like the thing?
It's
sentient
bamboo shoots that just shoot under your fingernails. That's what I think it is.
The worst. That's
the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst. That's all it does, but that's enough.
I am really curious, though, like what they've got that might be a twist, because I've seen alien menaces before.
Yeah.
Many a time.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm tepid on that because of that fact. I don't know. I mean, if they can do an interesting spin, like an Event Horizon sort of thing, I might be in, but who knows?
Right. Then we have, I think it's called Unforgettable, starring Katherine Heigl and Rosario Dawson.
Yeah.
Where it kind of looks like, shoot. What was
like
that
movie? Double Jeopardy or something, right? Like,
yeah, I'm trying to think
like
of
Ashley Judd.
It's kind of like Glenn Close from Fatal Attraction squared off with Sharon Stone from Basic Instinct is kind of the vibe. Because I'm not sure who's the good girl, who's the good woman, who's the bad woman, that they're both bad women.
Right. They don't really explain it. They just show you that they're pitted against each other for
there's a woman who got
the affections of this guy.
Katherine Heigl, her husband divorces her and then shacks up with Rosario Dawson. And there's a lot of jealousy and resentment
Somebody dies.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm sure this is made for somebody, not me.
Yeah, me either.
And then last but certainly not least, Ghost in the Shell.
Right, this is the first full like preview
that I've
seen for this.
It looks the business, man.
Yeah. I hope they don't like dumb down some of the themes from the original Ghost in the Shell, which is my fear that this is just going to be a story of Scarlett Johansson trying to figure out who she was before she got turned into this robot. Hmm. I really hope it's not just
I hope
that.
It's not Lucy Part 2. Did you ever see Lucy?
I did. That's the Luc Besson
thing,
right? With Scarlett Johansson where she turns
Freeman narrating how much of her brain she's using.
Right. Yeah, I actually like that. It was not bad.
No, but I don't want that to be, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that.
I think that's what life is, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Instead, this time it's white goo. That she turns into instead of black?
I don't know. I think the movie looks amazing, and it could have like kind of Matrix appeal, like with the action and just kind of like visuals you've never seen before.
It could, but it needs to be thematic, and it needs to have interesting things going on.
See,
I
don't have a lot of affection or knowledge of the source material.
I don't either.
I've seen a few episodes of Standalone Complex, but it was never my favorite thing. I never actually saw Ghost in the Shell. Should I see Ghost in the Shell before I see this, or should I go in? You've seen it, I guess. Maybe I should
I saw it once a long time ago when I was a teenager.
Maybe I should be the Jim and the Game of Thrones podcast, and you can be the Aaron.
You could be.
All right. Yeah. Because I can see at this stage, it's going to be out in a few months. Like I can only disappoint myself by setting my expectations too high.
Yeah, that's true.
I think this movie is going to flop and flop hard.
It already has.
Why is waiting for you to come in? It's like 29% on the Rotten Tomato meter. And again, this is by far the lowest attended movie.
Yeah.
Three people. And it was Bald Move. Yeah. All Bald Move employees. That was it.
They wouldn't have run that movie if we weren't in that theater.
I wonder what happens.
I'm sure they just shut it down. They don't
waste
the electricity the projector bulb or...
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't run it.
Yeah.
If there's nobody.
I mean, I've yet, that's never, I think we got as low as like three or four people in a theater.
Other people, yeah.
But this is the first time no other people were there, and I couldn't think of a movie that deserves it more. But I do want to, before we go, I want to talk about our upcoming schedule, because we got some good stuff. Next schedule event is on 2/10, or the week of February 11th, John Wick 2.
Oh, okay.
Week after that, this is February 17th, The Cure for Wellness.
Mm-hmm. That looks like a brain bender.
I can't explain. You have to go to YouTube and watch the trailer because it is it could be another Stutter Island. It could be another Inception. It could be another Matrix. It could be none of those, but it's pretty fascinating. March 3rd, I'm super excited about Old Man Wolverine and Old Man Patrick Stewart, but I repeat myself. Mm-hmm. Logan, I think that, have you seen a trailer yet?
No. I think I saw a still.
Looks real good. March 17th is Free Fire, which we've just talked about. March 31st is Ghost in the Shell. April 14th is perhaps the last in the Furious, Fast and Furious series, Fate of the Furious.
Oh.
April 18th, the Circle, which I don't even remember what the hell that is.
I don't either.
And then May 5th, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, and on May 19th, Alien Covenant. That wraps up our late winter, early spring schedule. Yep. So there's a lot of good stuff coming up. I'm really pumped for John Wick. Hopefully it'll rinse the taste of gold out of my mouth.
I have no idea how they're going to live up to John Wick 1, because now you see it coming, right? Like, you just didn't see John Wick 1 coming.
No. Mm-mm.
Like, okay, it's got Keanu Reeves. Okay, he's on a rampage.
Right.
Oh, what? His dog?
I don't know. It kind of started the... It's the same genre that, like, the latest Mad Max Fury Road, where it's just essentially a very simple premise, nonstop action, and delivers the goods. So I think, you know, who knows all those things? Keanu Reeves and the guys who are making it. So I hope that they're not wasting our time. If not, I'll be back with another hate podcast for it. Anyway, this is it. If you'd like to hear our spoiler of thoughts on the movie, go to club.baldmove.com, sign up. You can actually get a free month trial if you've never been a Club Bald Move member. Just by signing up, you get a free month. I wouldn't burn it on this one.
Right. Maybe wait till John Wick 2.
Maybe save it for something better, because you're not going to get much edifying or enlightenment. I'm just truth in advertising. Save it for a couple weeks. Anyway, club.baldmove.com. If you do, on the off chance, want to hear this, we'll see.
Or hit us up on lunch tomorrow, you know.
Yeah, you can catch up. Plus, you get lunch. You get a lot of, it's not just gold.
The world has not gone to shit just because gold was a bad movie.
No, it has not. It
neither has
not.
The club.
We will see you later. Club members, we'll see you after the break.